travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
From its wild peninsulas to its wonderful food, West Cork can be a wildly beautiful destination beyond the likes of Kinsale and Clonakilty. But why does so much of it still feel like a bit of a secret? Well, Paul O'Connella, Irish Independent Travel Editor, is just back from that secret place. Good morning, Paul.
Hiya, Pat. How are you doing?
It's a long way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I set out from North County Wicklow, where I live, and 4.5 hours later was at the sort of passing onto the Sheep's Head Peninsula. So it's pretty epic. Once you get off the motorway, then you have...
So you reach the Dunkettle roundabout maybe in about 2.25 hours.
Yes.
And then it's the same again.
Yes. And then you're literally, if you're going out onto the wild western peninsulas, the roads are narrowing. The Monbrecha is nearly hitting your wing mirrors and your phone reception is dipping down. So by the time I got onto a thin road over the middle of the Sheep's Head, I was on that, you know, that E that comes up on your phone signalling like the barest little connection.
Yeah.
And it felt appropriate on this little boreen with grass in the middle, pulling up at my destination for the night, feeling that sense of, wow, I've crossed the country. There's the Atlantic Ocean. And here I am, and it's peak season, and barely another car on the road.
Nobody there.
Yeah.
It's not a big thing for the Americans to venture that far west.
That's a great point. And several people I spoke to along the way, and even in a sort of county like Tipperary where I stopped, and then going out into West Cork, they were saying, making the point that American visitors, which are the gold standard in terms of high spenders coming to Ireland, have a circuit. They typically do a trip in 7 days. They want to get to Killarney. They want to see, kiss the stone, whatever you may do. They don't have much annual leave and they may be unlikely to come back again. And the piece of work that's involved in pulling them off that circuit is a long one.
Sure.
Now, it is slowly changing.
Take 2 days out of your 7 days, maybe,
to go to West Cork. There's no point going to West Cork and trying to do it in a day. Like, it's... You know, it's crazy, but slowly it's changing. There are tour operators doing really nice off-grid itineraries, but it's going to take a long time.
Now, you went to Gugunbarra National Park.
Here's one example, Pat. You know the image of Gugunbarra, if you can bring it to your mind. You turn off the main road, you drive down, it's about 2K down into the valley, and all of a sudden you turn a corner and the hulking mountains rise up around this reflective lake with, in the middle of it, sitting this little oratory of grey stone, the site where St. Finbar set up shop in the 6th century. And the reflections, the peace, the sound of your voice carrying across the water is just extraordinary. It could be on the cover of National Geographic, but I'm not kidding you. When I pulled in there on Wednesday night, there was literally a handful of cars. I checked into the lovely Gugunbarra Hotel. I parked up. I went for a stroll. I took some pictures out on the island where the oratory is. I was there by myself. The following morning, I went down into the national park to the area where they have the walking trails set up. Not a speck of litter. The paths were as crisp. I could hear the oar of a boat about several hundred metres up the water as I walked, and the gentle humming of the bees. And I just, there was no reception on my phone at this point. And I just thought, you know, isn't it wonderful in August, in this world of over-tourism, that you can have a place like this
to
yourself?
Where'd you stay?
I stayed with Neil and Katie Lucy run the family-owned Gugunbarra Hotel. You know the way sometimes on marketing hotels will say family-owned? This is 6 generations in the running. The same family-owned Cronin's Pub next door, which you may know. You can go in there for your scone and your coffee after your walk. But if you go a little deeper and you're not the designated driver, there's a pub there that should be in a museum. The huge old tiled fireplace with the settle beside it, a pint of Guinness for £5.40.
Now, you did the peninsulas, I suppose we could say that.
So I didn't get to all of them last week, but through my trips over the years and recently, I have indeed. And it's what you have here. Let's cast it as kind of, and let's agree that we all love Kerry and we all love the Ring of Kerry and all of that. But here is a counterpoint in the Mizzen, the Beara, the Sheep's Head, that are just much less trafficked, partly because they don't have the same volume of beaches and sites, partly because the roads aren't as appropriate for coaches and all the rest of it. But the trade-off is when you get onto somewhere like the Beara, or you drive over the Healy Pass, or you go to the Sheep's Head and take a walk, is that you have that kind of wild Atlantic Way feeling to yourself. And I, like I said to you, I've
You've done the cable car to Jersey Island.
So that's at the end of the Barra. And that'll take you over. You can do a walking loop of Jersey Island for 2 or 3 hours and come back. And it's to my knowledge, the only cable car in the country now. I may stand to be corrected, but it's just they do take sheep over in this cable car. It's a very rustic experience. You go over this amazing sound, and then you can kind of come back. You can go to a food truck, or you can go to Alahi's and get your lunch there on the beach. It's a glorious experience.
Now tell me about Blair's Cove House.
So that's where I spent my second night, and that's a Blue Book property run by another couple called Anne and Chris Woodward. I like to pick the family run places where I can. And they have four stays, which is small. You don't stay in the main house. But the interesting selling point here is the restaurant. Now, people who have been to Blair's Cove or have been to the Sheepshead before will know what I'm talking about. It's set in a big, high-ceiling, vaulted space, like a converted barn, a very theatrical night where the starters are at a buffet table. The same with the desserts. There's cooking going on over fire. Everyone gets a little bit dressed up, but the service is pure West Cork. You know, local people just finishing school and working for the summer, but very polished. Lovely experience.
Did you go to Garnish Island this time from Glengariff?
Not this time. I drove through Glengariff, and I've been a couple of times to Garnish Island. And I mention it because we're talking about getting sort of off the beaten track and off radar. You take a little ferry 15 minutes out, €16 the ferry costs, €5 to the island. So it's a very affordable day out by today's standards. The interest here is that Ilna Cullen or Garnish is set in this little pocket of subtropical weather. West Cork gets all kinds of weather, a lot of cloud and that. But for some reason, this little island is just blooming with plants like and colour and fern and broadleaf palms and stuff.
Yeah. And Dermot Gavin has spoken to us about Garnish Island on the programme, so he waxed lyrical.
I'd love to hear him bring it to life. And you'll see seals and also maybe sea eagles on the way out.
West Cork and food.
You can't really chat about it without talking about food. Now, we're sort of to talk about locally sourced food or artisan produce or seasonal is like bog standard these days. Your eyes nearly glaze over. But West Cork really did write the book on this. If I say sort of names to you like Durris cheese or Malines cheese or Gobeen meats or Sally Barnes Woodcock Smokery, where she smokes the salmon. These have been going for generations, building up that sense of Irish people doing really good ingredients in a basic way, but that absolutely hums on the plate. Like if you were in France, you'd call this terroir or something really fancy. But here, there's a place, you can go into somewhere like, say, Manning's in Ballylickey, which is a deli and a cafe, and just look at the counter and look at the names of the local farms on the cheese. You can get a board with a few meats and cheeses and a locally roasted coffee. And it's just to think that it all comes from the farms and the mountains and the water.
Any Michelin stars knocking around?
Well, it was only going to be a matter of time before in this day and age that produce was all elevated to the top table. And so there are, am I going to go out on a limb here, 3 Michelin stars in West Cork? Your listeners may correct me if there's more. Deed at the Custom House in Baltimore. I drove by it, sadly didn't have the advanced booking to stop in. It's a 2 Michelin star restaurant with the tasting menu 195. But a little tip for you, if you can do lunch, it's 115. You can get your pairings. And there's another restaurant called Chestnut and Balladahob, set in a former pub run by another couple, Rob and Elaine. And they have a prefix menu with a starter and a main from 55, or you can do a small tasting from 75. And again, you'll get, like, you'll sit down. When I ate there, I had an asparagus that had come from a local farm, literally bought a day before, prepped in the kitchen by Rob and served. Just the simplicity and elevation of it coming together. Lovely.
Finally, festivals in West Cork?
So, if you're looking, we're kind of coming to the end of August here now. The season is surprisingly short, but September, when the kids are back in school, you'll have the run of the place. A couple of ideas for you. Cape Clear Island has its International Storytelling Festival from September 5th to 7th. The Clonakilty Guitar Festival is from September 17th to 21st. There's John Spillane will be at it, Muireann Bradley and others. And there's loads of other small little ones that come in at that kind of harvest time. But so if you wanted to sort of do a little itinerary for you, for yourself around a festival, September's a good time to do it.
Paula Kanila, Irish Independent Travel Editor, thank you very much for joining us.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.